wanted to do maybe is just to run through, to walk through. Usually these things you build up b'derech kushiv teretz, what's sharon taisus and what we can answer taisus and back and forth and we cut it to the kashus to build up the pshat and taisus. I think now time is short and the whole thing is complicated. Maybe just be simpler. I just want to give the hatsos advarim, the way I think the sugya goes according to taisus, and without all the kashus and terutzim, just b'derech hatsos, how I think the sugya, how taisus understood the sugya, and I'll leave it to you to figure out what's the revach in what we're saying. So it starts like this. Rav Nachman said, "Izay Mishal Avayis, Izay Mishal Avayis." So Rav Nachman said, "Alach is called Dalan Gvar." Called Dalan Gvar, let's assume, is not a psakt in and of itself. It's a siluk based on the mistalik. You don't have a way to mechir the halacha. So rather than give a hachra, based on a mistalik, and they say, kol dolan gvar, they walk away. Or al koponim, even if we don't say it's mamash or sivuk, even if we'll say that it's a psak, but it's not a psak for right now. They're not passing what the din is now. They're passing that if somebody will become a muksuk at some future time, we won't be able to be mitzi from the muksuk. Some of them have little pieces of rubber band dried up on them. It's not it's nothing, it's not like a dead bug or anything, it's just a rubber band. They were bound together with a rubber band, and over the years the rubber band fell apart. So it's either kach lekach. I don't have a chrov between those two tzadim. It doesn't really matter. For our purposes, it comes to the same thing. Either kol dolan gvar is mamash or siluk, based on don paskin and all. But the point is not a psak that's chal now. It's a psak that if at some future date somebody will become a muchsuk, so it'll be a mitzvah mechaveir olav arai. So the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman from the din of a machlo par b'chamor. You see by a machlo par b'chamor that the din is yachloik hagam. Taisus points out hagam that's sumchus, and we don't pass like sumchus. We pass in zekva gadol b'din a mitzvah mechaveir olav arai. But you see from sumchus that a sofik is mechayev chalukah not only b'derech pshara, not only because we don't have anything better to do with a sofik and therefore we divide it. Sumchus holds that a sofik gives each of the two parties a zchus and a half of the dover ha-musukuk. V'haraya, the sofik is able to be mitzi from a musuk. If yachloku would just be a pshara, what else are we going to do? We might as well do chalukah, and sumchus would have been that a mitzi mechayev of haraya. And the fact that Sumchus holds that we're mitzi from a muksuk in order to say a din of chalukah, so you see that the suffix itself gives the Bali din a schus in half of the vlat. It's mechayev that each Bali din has the suffix, as we hear the suffix, since we hear that each there's a tzad suffix, each Bali din has a tzad suffix that the vlat belongs to him. So that gives each of the two Bali dinim a schus in half of the vlat that's mechayev chalukah. And Sumchus holds that that's so strong that that could even be mitzi from a muksuk. So Chum disagree. Chum holds Chazaka is very strong, and the tzad sofik can't be mitzi. The schus liavmi sofik can't be mitzi from a muksuk. Because Chum holds hamitzi mechayel abraya is a dover chazuk. Same way Shmuel holds that even a roiv can't be mitzi from a muksuk. Chazaka is very strong. So who are then Sumchus holds? That the suffix is not able to be to. So who did Chacham hold rather against Sumchus that a suffix can't be mitzi from a muksuk? That's because Chacham hold they hear the hamitzi mechaveir olav arayah very strongly. But according to the Sumchus nishmal rabbanon, you see in Sumchus the idea that a suffix is mechayev chaluka in the sense that the bali dinim have a schus to be tovei chaluka. The bali dinim have a schus in half of the vlak. So Hagam, we pass like the Chachamim. We pass against Sumchus. We pass like the Chachamim that's not strong enough to be mitzi from a muksuk. But Kapanim, you see the idea that a suffik gives each person a schus and half. If a suffik gives each person a schus and half, then where there's no muksuk, so each baldin has a schus and half. Why? How can we say kol dolan gvar means we don't pass and we walk away, or at least we don't pass now. We have some psak for the future if anybody will ever become a muksuk. What do you mean? We should pass now. Each of the baldinim has a schus and a half, mikayach the suffik, that we see from Sumchus, that the suffik gives each of the two baladinim a schus and half of the vlat. So each of the baladinim who are din should have a schus and half of the karka. We should say achleiku. There's no muksuk. We should say achleiku. Why should we walk away and say kol dolan gvar? That's the Gemara's kasha. And that kasha, the Gemara answers that also needs to ikka drora de mamayna. That is only a suffolk of drora de mamayna has that koyach. A suffolk of drora de mamayna is such a suffolk that based on here's the suffolk on its own, that kind of suffolk is so strong that based that it gives each of the baladin muskus and ef. But a suffolk that's not a drora de mamayna dik a suffolk that's only the koyach the tainus, that suffolk is not so strong. That suffolk doesn't have that koyach. That suffolk doesn't give the baladinim a right to half. It doesn't give. It's not mechayev chalukah. It doesn't give the baladinim a schus in half of the in half of the vlad. That doesn't mean that you always need a drawer de mamona to say achleku. We have sometimes cases where we'll say achleku without a drawer de mamona. By shnei shtaros the yitzim b'yamechod. There's no drawer de mamona. We say achleku anyway. It's not a precondition. You could say achleku also, but that's the achleku that's b'derech pshara. That's the achleku because we don't know what to do with the suffolk. So we'll say achleku. Why not? B'derech pshara we'll say achleku. But it's not the achleku of sumchus. It's not the achleku that each of the baladinim has a schus to half. It's not the achleku that's mechayev chalukah. And therefore, where there's no drawer de mamona, yeah, you might say chalukah b'derech pshara. But there's no mechayev of chalukah. So there we can say kol dolan gvar. When do we say kol dolan gvar? When do we say achleukah? That's the Gemara before. Ikul mekem lo de milsa. Lekul mekem lo de milsa. Will it be bolu de ibus hadin? Will it not be bolu de ibus hadin? It won't come with the ibus hadin. We might as well be achleukah b'derech pshara. We'll make a pshara b'achleukah. If it might be bolu de ibus, then we're not going to make such a pshara b'achleukah. Then we'll walk away. We'll say kol dolan gvar. But atzad ha-shavishman, those are all cases where there's no drawer de mamayna, so the baalidim don't have a schus and half. But in the case of drawer de mamayna, where the baalidim have a schus and half, and that's what we learned from a sumchus, but a sumchus nishmal rabbonim, that by a drawer de mamayna, the baalidim have a schus and half, there it's not shy to say kol dolan gvar. Kol dolan gvar means we walk away. How could you walk away if the baalidim already have a schus and half? The suffolk itself, the suffolk of drawer de mamayna, gives the two baalidim a schus and half. That's the places by us. At Taisus in Dafkuf Hei. Taisus A asks, one second. Lemaisa, according to the Chachamim, what's stronger? Dror de Mamayna? The schus that each of the baladinim has in half, we call it the suffolk, or chazok, which is stronger. Point to chachom. Throw the mamayna, the suffolk is each of the baladinim a schus in half. Is that what's stronger? Is it, what's stronger? Hamaytzim mechaber of araya or draw the mamayna? What? Hamaytzim mechaber. Right, we see chachom hold that when there's a conflict between hamaytzim mechaber of araya and draw the mamayna, so what wins? That's the machlekes sumchus and the chachamim. Sumchus holds drawer de mamayna. The schus and half is stronger than hamitzim mechaver l'varaya. Chachamim say no. Muchzokis is stronger than drawer de mamayna. Nonetheless, even by muchzokus, could you be teifetz from a muchzok? Teifetz has rayas. Babas tchilis achaydish, babas seif achaydish, trey. Teifetz has all kinds of rayas. That with a tainus bar, you could be teifetz from a muchzok, and you'll become the muchzok. So the chayra, if you could be teifetz from a muksuk with a tainus bari, and become the muksuk, so you should be able to be teifetz from a drawer de mamayna and become a muksuk. Halidvorn kal v'chayma. Not if one person is a muksuk mamish, hamayz mechavel arai is holding it. I could be teifetz from him with a tainus bari and I'll become the muksuk. So in a case where one person has it, in a case where we said yachleiku, mikoyach a drawer de mamayna. Because each of the baladin had a schus and half, because the suffolk of Dorah de Mamayna gave each of the baladin a schus and half. But why can't I still be, so we said Yachleku, but why can't I still be teufis with the tainus bari? Why can't I be teufis away from the Yachleku? If tefisa with the tainus bari helps to be teufis away from the muksuk, so tefisa with the tainus bari should help to be teufis away from a suffolk of Dorah de Mamayna. And if that's the case, then hadra kushu v'duchta, why do we say, hadra kushu v'duchta fek teufis? What's the Gemara's kasha before the Gemara's teretz of Dor de Mamayna? What was the Gemara's kasha from Sumchus onto Zayim Shal Avaisai and Zayim Shal Avaisai? So he said before the kasha was, since you see from Sumchus, Mina Sumchus Nishmal Rabbanon, you see in Sumchus that the Sufik gives each party a schus and half. And that's mechayev chalukah, and therefore we can't say kol dolam gvar. Why can I say kol dolam gvar? Why can I say, yes, there's a din chalukah? Ishul of Aladinim has a schus and half. But if I'm typhus, but if I'll be typhus it, so my tfisu will make me the muchzuk, and that's, and I should become the muchzuk now. And then the schus, and then the suffix won't. And once I'm the muchzuk, then the suffix is not stronger than that. Not twin stages. Whereas Kasha was, you see from Simchus, the Simchus Nishma, that Suffolk is Mechayev Chalukah. That means that the Suffolk gives each person a Schus and a half. That's why Simchus holds a suffix is a mitzi from a musuk. Why is it mitzi from a musuk? Because the suffix itself gives each person a schus and a half. The Gemara's answer is going to be that that's only a suffix of Dara de Mimayma. Is Machayev Chalukah. That's ultimately going to be the Gemara's answer. Suffolk of Dror de Ramayna is Mechayev Chalukah. We're not talking about a Suffolk of Dror de Ramayna. But the Gemara didn't know that in the beginning. So it asked, you see from Sufis that a Suffolk is Mechayev Chalukah. So how do we say Kol Dolam Gvar? So therefore, how do we say Kol Dolam Gvar? Which is a Siluk. Since he has a Schus of Chalukah. That's how Tosfos by us explains the Gemara's kasha. In fact, Tosfos on Kuf Hei, asks, even if each person has a schus chalukah, and there's a din of yachalukah, each person has a schus to half, but why can't I be Tosfos away from that schus? The same way Chachamim hold, you could be Tosfos away from a muchzuk, and you could become the muchzuk. So Kavachomer should be able to be taifas away from a suffix where each person has a schus and half. Fine, each person has a schus and half. We ought to say achleiku. Maybe we do say achleiku. But I'll be taifas away from the achleiku, and that's called dolengvar. Hainu, called dolengvar. If I could be taifas away from a muchzuk, I could certainly be taifas away from a achleiku. And if I could be taifas away from the achleiku, then it's called dolengvar. And maybe that's what Reb Nachman meant. Maybe when Reb Nachman meant kol dolam gvar, yes, he agrees that each person has a schus to half. He agrees that maybe there's a din here of yachleiku, but it's a big deal. I'll be taifas away from the yachleiku. The same way I can be taifas from a muchzuk and I'll become the muchzuk, I'll be taifas away from the yachleiku and I'll become the muchzuk. And once I'm the muchzuk, what's stronger, the din of yachleiku or the din of muchzuk? The din of muchzuk, we're going to the chachamim. When it's the din of yachleiku, the schus that each person has in half, versus muchzukas, what is chachamim hold, what's stronger? That's good for machleikus and chachamim. Sumcha says the din of Yachleiku is stronger than Muksuk. Chacham says the din of Muksuk is stronger than the din of Yachleiku. So what's the Gemara's Kashin and Rav Nachman? Granted, it was Kali or din of Yachleiku because each person has his chus and half. But I'll be typhus away from that and I'll become the Muksuk. And once I'm the Muksuk, then that's stronger than the din of Yachleiku. Same way, you can be typhus from a Muksuk. From a muksuk mamish, let him be typhus from the din of yachleiku. And that's haino kol dolam gvar. That's kol dolam gvar. But haino kol dolam gvar. That's Tosfos kashon kufay. I think that's the omek of what Tosfos is asking on kufay. Is very deep. It's true, we can ask the same kasha in a different way. It comes really with the same kasha. Let's say a case. Sumchus is a case. Machlok Parah B'Chama. So Sumchus holds that since there's a suffix, the suffix is each person a schus and half. So we say achleiku. Even though there's a muchzuk, But the schus that each person has in half, mikayach, the suffix, is so strong that it's mitzi from a muksum. What do Chacham say? Chacham say no. Hamitzi mechaveir olav arai. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, if let's say the Vlad is in the Rishus of the Vlad will go to the Merkama, because he's the Muxuk. If it's not Kaima Biakum, it'll go to the person whose Rishus it is. If there's a Merkama, or if there's no Muxuk, it'll go to the Merkama. Or maybe it'll go to the Merkama regardless. Merkama is stronger than Muxuk, because maybe regardless it'll go to the Merkama. Al-Kapadim, according to the Chachamim, it goes, the Vlad will go to the Muxuk. So now the Muxuk is. Maybe this the Vlad case is a bad case. It's going to be too complicated. I'll take some other case where you have Momen Amutul B'Safik. According to Sumchas, the din is Chelkin, but according to the Chachamim, it's Hamaytzi Mechaver El Avaray. Whoever is holding on to the Momen, he's the Muxuk in the Momen. Place maybe Shoshanaga Kasapora, but Imtzuber Betzida. Another Sumchas case. But we don't know Imachanaga. Where did the right, it's also a case of Sumchas. Shoshanaga Chesapora, but Imtzuber Betzida. We have a suffix. Did the Uber die from the Negicha or not from the Negicha? So it's a Shalas. You have to pay Chatzinezek. Does it not have to pay Chatzinezek on the Vlad? So Sumcha says, didn't you pay a review of Nezek? Mamun Amutu B'Sofik Chalkin. And Chacham say, no, the money's in my pocket. I'm going to make a very low right. What if the Baal HaShor is Taifis the money? So according to Taifis, Tfisa helps. That's what Taifis says. Even though I'm going to make a very low right, you could be Taifis with the Tainas Bari, and then you become the Muxa. So now let's consider such a case where you have Momen Amutul B'Sofik, according to Sumchas Din is Yechlaiku, because the Sofik is each person is Chus in half. But Chacham say, no, you go after the Muxik. And let's say the Muxik here is Reuben. So Reuben is the Muxik in the money. And the Din is, says Taisvis, if Shimon will be Taifas from Reuben, then Shimon will become the Muxik. And Shimon will be able to keep all of the money. And vice versa. And we also saw that Chacham agree that there is a Din that the Sofik gives each person is Chus in half. Midasumchas Nishma the Rabbana and Chacham agree to the idea of Sumchas. They just hold that Muxik is stronger. So therefore Reuben is the Muxik, that Safek can't be mighty from Reuben. So Reuben is stronger, Reuben becomes the Muxik. But if Shimon is Typhus from Reuben, so then Shimon becomes the Muxik. So I see a question. When Reuben is originally being Muxik in the money, so Reuben gets to keep all of the money because he's a Muxik in all of the money. But besides that, Reuben also has a right to half of the money, mikayach the suffix itself. Reuben has that too. First of all, Reuben is the muxik in 100% of the money, because he's the muxik. Top of that, he has a schus to half of the money, mikayach the suffix. The suffix gives both baladinim a schus to half the money. So Reuben has both things. Half the money, he has a schus, mikayach the suffix. The rest of the money is a muxik stop. Now Shimon comes. Shimon grabs the money away from Reuben. So I understand. Now Shimon is the muxik. And Shimon gets to keep all of the money. Why does he get to keep all of the money? 50% of the money Reuben had in Mikoyach the Suffolk. How did Shimon grab that? Maybe the half that Reuben was only holding as a muxik. So now Shimon becomes the muxik. But the half that Reuben was holding, not only Mikoyach the muxik, the half that Reuben was holding Mikoyach the Suffolk itself, the Suffolk itself gives each of the Baladinim a right to half. How did Shimon grab that away? Teretz is Tfisa helps from that too. The same way you could be Taifas away from a Muxuk, you could be Taifas away from the half that you have Mikayach the Sofik. So Fret Taifas is also part of Taifas Kasha. So you see that a Muxuk could be Taifas away from a Muxuk, and also a Muxuk could be Taifas away from the half that you have Mikayach the Sofik. So Fret Taifas. So what do I care that in the case of Zermishalavaisa, what do I care that each guy gets half Mikayach the Sofik? But why can't you grab that away? You see in the Chachamim that you could grab away from a Muxik. You could grab away even from the schus that somebody has in the Kayach Lesafik. You could grab it away and you could become the Muxik. So what do you pass? What's the Gemara's Kashi? We should say Yachleku. What do you mean say Yachleku? Yeah, there's Yachleku. But you could grab it away and you could become the Muxik. So Rav Nachman is right. Kol Dolim Gvar. What's the Gemara's Kashi of Nachman from Sumchus? Rav Nachman might agree this is the Chalukah. Because the Sofik is each person a schus and a half. But Rav Nachman holds, nonetheless, you could be typhused away and become a muxik. And Hainu called Dolan Gvar. So Rav Nachman is 100% right. That's Taisus Kashin Kufay. What is Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' answer is that there's a chiluk. In the case of Sumchus, there was a muksuk from the very beginning. One of the parties was a muksuk initially when the suffolk presented itself. And therefore the din chalukah was never chal. Apparently this din of chalukah, that a suffolk is the chayat chalukah, it has to be chal. It has to be the chacham. It has to be chal. The din chalukah has to be chal. Sumcha says that it is chal. He doesn't care about the muksuk because the din chalukah is chal. End of the story. Chacham say no. We leave it by the muksuk. If we leave it by the muksuk, that means that din chaluk is not chal. If the din chaluk is not chal, at that point, so it's not chal. It's chal is din of chazok. This guy becomes a muksuk. The other guy's taifus it, so he becomes a muksuk. Masha'ekin says taifus. But mokim we lechatchila, nobody was a muksuk. And it was chal, din of chalukah. So the lashon of Tosfos says, "Ein lanu." After once it was chal din of chalukah, "Ein lanu lehaniach sheyid paisa echad mechaveru." Seems to be saying, but once the din of chalukah is chal, Chacham holds it's not chal when there's already a muksuk. But when there's not a muksuk in the first place, and the din chalukah is chal, once the din of chalukah is chal, you can no longer be Tosfos away from it. In Svara, it's hard, a little bit hard to understand. If you could be taifus away from a muksuk, if when Reuben is a muksuk, so we could say also it was chaladin muksukus, it was chaladin that Reuben is a muksuk, and nonetheless Shimon could be taifus away from Reuben. So why is this any different? The same way when Reuben is initially the muksuk, I don't say well it was chaladin that Reuben is the muksuk, Shimon can't be taifus anymore. Taifus says no, Reuben is the muksuk, now Shimon is taifus, now Shimon is the muksuk. When I say the same thing, even though it was chal lechatchila din of chalukah, nobody was muksuk, and it was chal din of chalukah. Each person has a schus and half. So it was chal din that each person has a schus and half, but why can't I be taifus away from that schus? Like I said before when I was explaining taifus kasha, after all, chazok is stronger than the din of yachleiku. The schus that you have in half, mikonik v'sofik, is not as strong as chazok, according to the chachamim. And yet, you could, and I would think, therefore, that if you could be taifus away from a muksuk, Schala muksokus to Reuben, but you could be taifusted away. So why can't you be taifusted away from the din of Yachleik, from the din that each person had in half? Nonetheless, Tosfos says that it's not so. You could be taifusted away from a muksuk, and you'll become a muksuk. But from the din of chalukah, the din that each person has a schus in half, once the din of chalukah is chal, you can't be taifusted away from. I see two things. One of which I understand more easily, the other one of which I don't understand so much. I see number one, that the din of chalukah has to be chal. If l'chatchila Reuben is the muksuk and I give it to Reuben, I don't say that Reuben is also holding half mikoyach v'sofek. That's not true. Since I gave it entirely to Reuben, it means the din chalukah was not chal. It has to be that there's a din chalukah that's chal. It has to be that nobody's the muksuk. Now the din of chalukah is chal, so then I have a din of chalukah from which I can't be taifus away. Because otherwise, like I said before, otherwise every time Reuben is holding it, besides the din that he's a muksuk, he's also holding half mikayach the sofik. And yet Shimon could be taifus away, so you see Shimon could be taifus away from the din of chalukah. So you have to say that it's not true. When Reuben is the muksuk lechatchila, and he's holding the whole thing, he's not holding the whole thing plus half mikayach the chalukah. He's holding the whole thing mikayach muksukus, but the chalukah wasn't chal at all. So there you could be taifus. Masha'enken, where nobody's a muksuk, and it was chal din of chalukah, so then the din of chalukah was chal. So you can't be taifus away from the din of chalukah. That's number one. That I understand, perhaps. But you see, I see also that tfisa helps to take away from a muksuk. Tfisa doesn't help to take away from the din of chalukah. And that I don't understand so much. If tfisa is strong enough to take away from a muksuk, why isn't tfisa strong enough to take away from the din of chalukah that was chal? So what's the seichel in that? really, this is very reminiscent. The Mamish parallels of Tosfos and Daf Beis. Tosfos and Daf Beis says the following halacha. Tosfos says he has rayos to it. But if you have a moment of mutl b'safek, in Tosfos's case, you have a kosel. You don't know who built the kosel, so it's a baman amutul b'safek. And it's a case where there's no rayas l'kan or l'kan. We don't know if they built it together. Could be one party built it. Could be the other party built it. It's a place where there's no chiyuv to build it b'shutfus. It's a kosel. We mamish don't know who built the kosel. It's a baman amutul b'safek. And there's a din chalukah therefore. And then the kosel fell down into one of the rishus. The Tosfos says l'chayra mashkaf b'shayim. I should say. Whoever his rishus fell into, he's the muksuk. It's a suffolk, and he's the muksuk. We know chacham hold mamon amutul b'suffolk. Give it to the muksuk. Hamitzim mechaver al v'raya. So you have a kaisel. It's mamon amutul b'suffolk. It fell into one guy's rishus. He's the muksuk. According to the chacham, the din should be hamitzim mechaver al v'raya. Says Tosfos no. Since when the suffolk originally began, the suffolk originated when the kaisel was standing. It was already a suffolk, and at that point there was a din of chalukah. It was chal a din of chalukah. If subsequently one person became the muksuk, it doesn't take away from the din of chalukah. The language of Tosfos is lo yafsid ha'acher koychay. Once the din of chalukah was chal, so if one person became a muksuk later, the other person is not mafsid koychay. The din of hamaisim mechaber l'vray, the chacham says, we have a muksuk in the first place, so the din of chalukah was never chal. But if lechatchila there was no muksuk and there was chal a din chalukah in the kosel, and then it fell into one guy's rishus. So the lashon of Tosfos is again lo yafsid ha'acher koicher. This lufichach famous Tosfos in the base. The mamish parallels what Tosfos says in Kofei. That chachom say chachomim agree, that chachomim hold there is a din of chalukah. If lechatchila one person is a muksuk, hamaisim mechaber alav raya. But if lechatchila nobody was a muksuk and it was chal a din of chalukah, then afterwards ein lanu lehaniach sheyid poisa echod. Once the din of chalukah is chal, ein lanu lehaniach, we don't allow a tefisa to happen. That's mamish the same as the Tosfos and Daf Beis. Once it's chal din chalukah in the kosel, lo yafsid ha'acher koichoy, you cannot be tefis away from that din. The shah is why? Why can't I be tefis away from the din of chalukah? If tefisa is strong enough to be tefis from a muksuk, Reuben's mamish a muksuk, and Shimon could be tefis away from him, and now Shimon will become a muksuk. And muksukis is stronger than the schus that I have in half mikoyach ha'sofik. I see that the whole sheet of the Chacham, Muksokas is very strong. If Tfisa is strong enough to be Maitzi from a Muksuk, and now I'll become a Muksuk, why isn't Tfisa strong enough to be Maitzi from a Din of Chalukah? That's Taka very not clear. But if now we have an address, it's Tosfos Daf Beis, Tosfos Lefichuch, and that is a lot of Achayim. So that there, the Achayim Taka talk about it. What's the lumnus of Layaf Sidach and Kaychim? So the Kuntres HaSekis brings him the Ksais from his brother that the Ksais was masbrit as follows. Ksais said in the case of Reuben is the Muksuk l'chatchilo. So what is based in Paskin? Based in Paskin is Hamaitzim Echavera all of Araya. That's the Psak that comes out from Basin. The Psak is not that it goes to Reuben. The Psak is that it goes to the Muksuk and Reuben is the Muksuk. But if later on Shimon grabs it, now Shimon is the muksuk. So then the din is not mishtana. It's the same din. Based in Paschal and Moshe Mechaber Levaraya. That's the psak. That's how we have the sof. We were presented with the sof of Lechatchila. Our psak was Moshe Mechaber Levaraya. So that includes, Reuben is the muksuk right now, so it goes to him. Later on Shimon is Tayfiz, it goes to him. That's all included in the original psak. That was the original din. The original din was Moshe Mechaber Levaraya. Whoever will be the muksuk. Meanwhile, it's Reuben. Tomorrow it might be Shimon. It all is included in the original psak of Moitzim Mechaber Levaraya. So the din is not being, we're not changing the din. The psak says the rule is Layishtana Adin. Now, Shein came, if nobody was a muksuk lechatchilo, so it was Chaladin Chaluko. It's another kind of halacha. It's halacha that since everybody, each person has a suffolk over here, the suffolk is Mechayiv of Din of Chaluko. It's Mechayiv Chaluko. Each person has a right to a Chaluko. So now the din was Chaluko. Later on, somebody grabs it and says, "Lo yishtana adin." Once we pass in chalukah, we can't change our mind. The pass in the mitzvah of chaver al avarai. So Tosfos is mazik with Tosfos. Yeah, you have to know, does it fit into the lashon of Tosfos? It's not so clear that it fits into the shinus of Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say this. The shinus of Chayyim is a different idea. Lo yishtan hadin. Once we gave the psak of chalukah, we can't change our minds and have a psak of a mitzvah mechaber of a raya. This is mashmah not entirely that way. Lo yafsid achir koichay. Once the person was zoichin as chus tehef, the koich, the din chalukah, once the din chalukah was chal, but each person has a chus and half. It's quite good, so that's what it means. Since each person based and gave them a chus tehef, you need based and to pass in the chalukah. I mean, they don't need literally a gemara didn't. When the Kaisel was standing, there wasn't a dintar at all. The dintar happened after it fell down. But Tosfos says, Kevan she'ilu ha'yu boyim lefaneinu, when the Kaisel was standing, would have said yachleiku, so kilu is chal already a din of yachleiku. You don't need the poyel, the basin should say the words yachleiku. It comes to their attention later. But when it was standing, there was already a suffix. It was a drawer of the memenu. When it was standing, there was a suffix. The din at that point was yachleiku. They would have asked us, the din would have been yachleiku. So it was chal din yachleiku in the Kaisel. Once it's chalad in Yachleiku in the Kaisel, and each person gets a schus and a half, the din of Yachleiku, the psak din of Yachleiku, gives each one a schus and a half. That schus, not a mukzokas dikas schus. It's a din of Yachleiku, it's a parent, it's different. It's not a din of Amaytsi Mikhevel of Araya. It's a din of Yachleiku. Afterwards, if somebody becomes a mukzok, lo yishtana adin, lo yasir achet kaisel. Yeah, we'll see. Mitzvah Hashem will be doing Tosfos Lefichah. We'll have to be Misyashiv if it's there's other ways to learn. The Havan will be here in Tosfos or not. But Kaponim, here's the connection. Like when you make a Siyum, you connect the end of Dvarim to the beginning of Reishis. Here's the connection between this is our Mokum that we're doing with Siyum and the third parak. Mitzvah Hashem, we have to pay when we start the first parak. But it's Mamish. Here's the two things that really nodes Zeb is that it's Tosfos Kofei. Once the din chaluk is chal, you can't be Tosfos anymore. That's mamish the same side as Tosfos in that base. Once it's chal din chaluk, lo yasid achir koichay. Okay, so we still have opportunities to think. We'll have time, have opportunity to revisit this issue. I just want to add one nekuda. Comes out that the havon over here in Dror de Memoida, what Dror de Memoida accomplishes, two nekudas. What comes out of the Gemara? What's the so what is the answer? Hosam ikud drawer de mamina. So it comes out, what does that mean? Hosam ikud drawer de mamina. That drawer de mamina, a suffix of drawer de mamina, gives each person a schus and half. A suffix where there's no drawer de mamina, also a suffix. But it's not a suffix that's so strong that it gives them a schus of chalukah. It's a suffix, we could say chalukah if you want to, as a pshara. That depends. Ikul mekul mona milsa, lekul mekul mona milsa. We don't have to say yachalukah. If it's equal to Mekel and Medinusa, we'll say it will be Mistalik, we'll say Kol Pelim Gvar. But a Sufik of Dror de Mamayna, that's a Sufik where the Chaluk is not Stam of Pshara. That's a Sufik where the Sufik gives each one a Schusen half. That's why Sunkus holds it's Maitzi even from a Muksuk. But it's not Stam of Pshara. Pshara wouldn't be Maitzi from a Muksuk. There it's a Chaluk where the Sufik itself, since it's the Lekhan Hazemi, Sufik with Aston, the Sufik is so strong that it gives them a Schus in half of the money. And there already we can't say called the lie. There we can't walk away. You don't have a right to walk away. They already have a schus. It was already chalad in that they have a schus in half the moment. Basically, can't be mistalik. They already can't say called the lie. So from here, Tosfos took out from this Gemara, he took out the yesod that sumchas in general was only talking by Dror de Mamayna. Tosfos says, b'chol ha'shas, the machleika sumchas in chacham is only from Dror de Mamayna, and he reads it into Agamar. Where does it say in Agamar? Agamar just says that by Dror de Mamayna, you don't say Kol Dolan Gvar. Who says, what is it? Where do I see, why does that necessarily mean that the Machleika Sumchas and Chachamim is only by Dror de Mamayna? Probably two different issues. But the way, Mazbe Tosis is very clear. Why do you say, why is Dror de Mamayna the opposite of Kol Dolan Gvar? Why by a suffix of Dror de Mamayna can't you say Kol Dolan Gvar? Because the whole idea is that by a suffix of Dror de Mamayna, the suffix gives them a schus and half. So he can't be mistalik, he can't say Kol Dolan Gvar. A suffix, it's not a dror de mamayna, it's a suffix, but it doesn't give him a schus and half. It's not mechayev chalukah. So Tosfos says, who adin? Sumkas is whole shita that a suffix is mitzi from a mukzuk. That's only a kind of suffix that gives you a schus and half. That's a suffix of dror de mamayna. A suffix that's not a dror de mamayna dik a suffix. A suffix that we can walk away from, that means it's a suffix that doesn't give me a schus and half the moment. How could that be mitzi from a mukzuk? There's some pusul where I would certainly agree. I'm etzim mechaber all over right. That's the havon and the places on the base and places throughout Shas that he saw in our Gemara that something machlekes sumchus and chachamim is specifically by a dorad of Ramayna. Because it's a suffix of dorad of Ramayna that gives me a schus and hef. That kind of suffix is mitzi from a muxim, and that kind of suffix is antithetical to kol dolim va. This we could answer another kashya in the sugya. Why by machlok par b'chamor, according to Shmuel, don't you say shudah d'dayin? If you learn like this, so the Rashbam says, because shudah d'dayin means l'mishin noit to leiv adayon. Rashbam is the kashya. Rashbam says no, shudah means l'mishin noit to leiv adayon. By machlok par b'chamor, it's not shayach. What are the dayonim going to evaluate? There's no l'mishin noit to leiv adayon. That's what according to Rashbam, that shudah d'dayin means that they evaluate the Mihay Ayub Yaiser. But according to Tosis, the Shudah D'dayin just means the Misha Yitzra Bayonim Yitnu. So according to Shmuel, that's better than Chalukah, so why by Machlok Par B'Chamor don't you say Shudah D'dayin? So you have to say that Shudah, that Sumchus only said Shudah D'dayin, Shmuel only said Shudah D'dayin when it's not a Dror D'Mamayna. By a Dror D'Mamayna, you don't say Shudah D'dayin. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rashbam, that's good for the Shachar of the Gemara. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. Why by Machlok Par B'Chamor don't you say Shudah D'dayin? The Gemara answers, Dror D'Mamayna. Yesh Mefarshim, read that into the Gemara. But even if you don't read it into the Gemara, you learn not. The Tosfos doesn't learn like the Yesh Mefarshim. You're not reading into the Gemara. But the Maase, you have to say, in the Kasha, we can ask on our own, why over here don't you say Shudah D'dayin? We're going to have to mechalek between a Dror D'Mamayna and not a Dror D'Mamayna. But what does that have to do with Dror D'Mamayna? What does Shudah D'dayin have to do with Dror D'Mamayna? Well, I mean, Masbir, it's very clear. When you'd have a, where there's no Dror D'Mamayna, so you're only saying Yachleku as a Pshara, we don't know what to do, we might as well say Yachleku. Shmuel Shmuel says, I have a better way to than Yachleku. Yachleku, half the guy's for sure not getting, he's for sure not getting. Whoever's the right, whoever's really right, he's going to lose half his money. Shudah D'dayin is better, at least there's a chance. As a Pshara, Shmuel holds Shudah D'dayin is a better Pshara than Yachleku. That's when you're talking about Yachleku as a Pshara. But when you have a Dror D'Mamayna, that's not Yachleku as a Pshara. That's a yachleku because the suffix itself gives each one a right to have. Each one has mikoyach the suffix, the suffix of the loitan and same suffix with based in. Each one has a tzad suffix in the moment. The tzad suffix in the moment gives you a schus in the moment, and they both have equal schusim in the moment. So that's mechayev within of chalukah. That's a chalukah. That's not a pshar. That's a chalukah. That's even might seem moment according to some, because it's a chalukah b'toras that the dvara gives each person a schus in half the moment. Or to put it differently, it gives each of them, since they each have a tzad suffix in the moment, it gives them an equal schus in the moment, and therefore a schus in half the moment. That's not a chalukah of shor, that's a chalukah that the draw of the moment is mechayev. So that's there, you're not going to say shudah d'dayin. And they'll find out the last nekudah. We had a machlekes. The Rashbam and Tosfos what Dror D'Mamayna means. Rashbam says Dror D'Mamayna means that each person's timing is buttressed by a fact. He's not just timing stam that the vlad is his. He's timing the vlad is his mikoyach the power that certainly was his at one point. So each one has a strong timer. Tosfos says Dror D'Mamayna differently. Dror D'Mamayna means that the suffix beloich when they say mesuffix lebeis them, that the suffix is very big. It could be that in 99 cases the two definitions will overlap. 99 cases out of 100. But we can construct cases where you have one and not the other. But never mind the cases, never mind the practical nachmanides, but it's a different havon, it's a different hadgosha. According to the Rashbam, Dror D'Mamayna means each one is coming with a very big taina. A taina that's buttressed, that's backed up by a fact. The power once belonged to him. According to Tosfos, Dror D'Mamayna means that the suffix is very big. Based on is very misufic. Beloit and saying the suffix le based. I think they go to Tosfos at least is Lishitosa. Tosfos learned the accomplishment, what Dror D'Mamayna gives me is that it gives each person, what Dror D'Mamayna accomplishes is that the Dror D'Mamayna is Nechayiv Chalukah. The whole Sumchus is only about Dror D'Mamayna. Tosfos learns that when the Gemara says Dror D'Mamayna, it's explaining that Sumchus himself is only talking about Dror D'Mamayna. The Machalik of Sumchus and Chacham is only about Dror D'Mamayna. Not only is Dror D'Mamayna Mafkiyah from Kol Dolam Var, Dror de Mamayna, the Machlaika Sumchas and Chacham is only by Dror de Mamayna. When it's not a Dror de Mamayna, Sumchas wouldn't say a Chalik, he would have said a Maitse Mechadel of Araya. And the Havonah that is, the way I'm being Masber, Dror de Mamayna makes it that the Dror de Mamayna means that the Sufik is Mechayiv Chalukah. The Sufik itself gives them Schus, gives, the Sufik itself requires that I be Chalukah for a moment. It gives them a Schus, the Sufik gives each one a Schus and half a moment. Adkere Kaka, the Sufik is a Maitse from a Musa. And that's only by drawing them money. So Taisus would hold, what do I care that if their tainus are very strong? Both parties have very strong tainus. That if both parties have very strong tainus doesn't make the suffix any bigger than if both parties had small tainus. The suffix is the same. As long as the tainus are equal, the suffix is the same. The suffix is not any bigger because the both parties, trey is not a bigger suffix than chad v'chad. The suffix is the same. The tainus are very strong. This part, this person is coming with a taina that has, it's buttressed by the fact that the poor once belonged to him. The other person's coming with a taina that's buttressed by the fact that the poor once belonged to him. So each one has a tank. But the two tanks are the same. The suffix is not bigger because the tainas on either side are stronger. So Tosha needs to say something, draw the mind is something else. Draw the mind is that the suffix is very big. The nature of the suffix here is a special kind of suffix. It's a suffix that belay taina is saying they suffix le based in. Based in it hears it as a suffix. That's a suffix that gives the Balei HaSafik a schus, both of them equally a schus in the moment. The Rashbam doesn't learn the way in the Gemara B'chal. The Rashbam learns that Dror de Moed is a reason not to say Kol Dolom Gvar. It's a reason not to be mistalik. Here's the Rashbam. If the Baal Din comes with a strong taina, so you can say to Basin, don't walk away, I have a strong taina. The other Baal Din also has a strong taina, so he says the same thing to Basin. He says, Basin, you're walking away, we have strong tainas, we have tainas that demand to be heard. So you can't just walk away, you can't say Kol Dolom Gvar. If we would come with weak tainus, who says I'm anybody, maybe I'm a nobody, maybe the kak was l'hoyishalim ha'olam, so I can't demand the hearing from Beis Din. Beis Din could say, look, we don't want to be done this entire, it's too ambiguous anyway, we're just going to walk away. But if I come with a strong taina, and the other guy also comes with a strong taina, so they can command Beis Din's attention. So that's the Rashbam. So it's enough to say they have strong tainus, draw them in mind. The Tosfos, that's not maskev. Draw them in mind is a reason that's mechayev chalukah. That has nothing to do with the strength of the tainus. That has to do with the quality of the suffix. So suffix, a very big suffix of Leitman is named suffix with Beistin. Atkan for Cheskes HaBatim. I'll just say a couple of words from Yonah D'Yoma.